What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled "This is why Muslim men shouldn't marry hijabis." So, yesterday I was going through my feed on Yahoo News because every now and then when I'm here in America, guys, I like to go down Yahoo News just to see what's going on in the world around us. I know it's a lefty liberal media site, but hey, at least you know what's going on in clown world, right? So I came across this article of a Muslim man who killed his Muslim woman. I'm not going to say their names on video because when I put this video up on MGTOW on YouTube, Susan is probably going to strike it. I'm going to leave the article in the description so you can read the article. Again, I'm not going to mention names. The guy's name is Rahul. Like I said, I'm not going to mention any names. I'm not going to give you the last name. I'm just going to say the guy's name is Rahul. As for his wife, I'm just going to call her what she really is. She is a hijabi. So this incident is making its way throughout the Muslim community because what happened is that they got divorced. He shot her in the back of the head and then he offed himself. Now, I was totally okay with him getting rid of this dirty sharmuta. I just wasn't happy with him offing himself because that's a one-way ticket to hellfire, because committing suicide is haram. It is forbidden to commit suicide. But then again, we live in a gynocentric world where the system could have made an example out of him. But I'm not God, so I don't know what's going to happen to him. All I know, guys, is that if Rahul actually watched my videos, he would not have been this would not have happened to him. As you guys know, I made a video a couple of weeks ago and I was still in San Cristobal, Mexico, titled "The Muslim Coper is Saving Lives." Yes, I am saving lives by pretty much telling Muslim men the cold, hard Nagasaki, Hiroshima, or black pill reality that Muslim women are not only property of Satan, but they make Western women look like angels and choir gals. So here's what happened, guys. I got my power pack here, charging up my iPhone. I got an iPhone SE second generation, refurbished. This is one of the reasons why I came back from Mexico, because my phone went bad on me, not to mention the testosterone in Mexico. There was a shortage of testosterone. They could have special ordered me testosterone. It would have cost me like $30 a single injection. And the stuff I'm getting here in America, not only is it cheaper, but it's better quality. And, you know, this is part of the alpha male lifestyle, guys, where you just hop on planes and go to where you go. You know, from San Cristobal to Cancun, hour and a half by plane. Then another hour and a half from Cancun to Miami. So within 5 hours, I could be, you know, 8,000 feet up in San Cristobal. And the ticket from Miami to Cancun round trip, $150. Then another $100 round trip from Cancun to San Cristobal. So for under $300 and 5 hours, I could be up in the mountains in San Cristobal. So what I was wanting to mention to you guys is that if you guys, I'm looking at myself as I'm doing this video. This is the first time I shoot a video at night with this phone and after I look smaxed. As you guys know by now, when I went to Cancun about a month ago, I look smaxed. I did a lot of buttocks, a lot of fillers. And then a couple of days ago when I went back to Cancun so I can come here to Miami, I did a revision, so I stopped at the clinic for part 2. Damn, am I gonna have to do this all day? Okay, this is fine, you know. I hate playing this game with the car where I have to, like, fucking open the door, close the door, dumb shit. By the way, guys, Cancun is super hot, super humid. Oh my god. You know, when I was coming back from San Cristobal, because I had to go to the doctor the next morning, before my flight, instead of renting an Airbnb, I just rented a car and I slept in the car. Man, even at 2-3 in the morning, it was so hot and humid. I was sweating like a pig in Cancun, man. So if you think we have it bad here in fucking Florida, Cancun is hella worse right about now. I heard Cancun gets a little bit better in winter, but Dominican Republic, guys, Dominican Republic in winter was as bad as Cancun right now. So Dominican Republic, you know, Mexico over DR all day, every day. Anyway, going back to the point of this video, which is the guy killing the girl. If you guys take notice, man, after I did the looks maxing, I actually look a little bit better because I'm looking at myself in the camera. I know, because the light is low. When the light is low, it tends to make you look better. This is why strip clubs have the lights down. But still, man, the buttocks and the fillers I did, especially fixing up my lip, I think spending $2,500 on buttocks, fillers, not to mention I did something here where they injected me with some sort of solution that eliminates up to 25% of the fat cells here. And even though it's only been almost a week, I'm seeing results. I was told it takes like a full month to see the results of, you know, up to 25% of your fat getting removed. So I am very, very happy with the medical procedures I did in Cancun. You know, the fillers should last me about 2 years. This over here is permanent, assuming I don't eat like a freaking maniac. But I'm very happy with looks maxing in Cancun. I did a video about that earlier on, if you haven't seen it. It's titled "Looks Are the Only Reason Why a Woman Will Reject You," which actually ties into this video. So the guy was 36 years old. His ex-wife of a hijabi, she was 29 years old. Now this hijabi, you know, this is something a lot of Muslim guys out there have got to come to terms with, okay? You Muslim guys out there, especially you Muslim coppers, you need to come to terms that your women are property of Satan and that Muslim women make Western women look like angels, okay? The guy didn't kill her because his mentality was, if I can't have her, nobody else can have her. No. This hijabi, after she divorced him, she went on social media and she was talking shit about him, saying, oh, he was abusive, he beat me, he hit me. You know, she had one post where it said, and I'm gonna link to her TikTok in the description. She had one post that said, me when I was married, she was dressed modestly. And then the next post on TikTok was, me when I'm his ex with her, wearing like leather pants, half of her chest is showing, her hair flowing. And this girl was definitely property of Satan, and I know that for a fact because she was twerking in front of an LGBTQ flag. You know, the gay pride parade flag, the rainbow flag? She was twerking in front of it on social media. For some reason, guys, the biggest supporters of LGBT are Muslim women. Have you guys taken notice of that? The biggest supporters of LGBT are Muslim women. You Muslim guys out there, especially you Muslim copers out there who still believe Muslim women are the best and the purest and the greatest woman on the face of the planet, your women hate Allah, they hate Muhammad, and most importantly, they hate your guts. The purpose of a hijabi is to destroy a good man. What did the Prophet Muhammad say? The Prophet Muhammad said, a woman can mislead a good man. Now, this hijabi, her husband was a good man. And look what she did to him. I don't care about the fact that he killed this hijabi. Killing this hijabi, as far as I'm concerned, was the right thing to do, because you don't want a woman like that running around making Islam look bad. You guys have to understand something very important, okay? In Islam, if you are an apostate, you get killed. Let me say that one more time. If you are an apostate in Islam, you get killed. And the reason behind it is very simple, okay? When you have people out there who openly defy God, these are people who have to be exterminated. It's that fucking simple, guys. Now, there are a lot of Muslims out there who are quietly leaving Islam. That's fine, you know. Tons of Muslims out there who are quietly leaving Islam. You know, I think Hamza Ahmed is one of them. I think Hamza Ahmed, you know, the popular Indian YouTuber living in the UK, I think he left Islam, which is, hey, it's fine. I would not say that Hamza Ahmed is an apostate. You know, most people who are born Muslims really are not Muslims. So when somebody like Hamza leaves a religion, was he really a Muslim to begin with? That's perfectly fine. But the problem here is when you have these hijabis who, when they claim to be good Muslim women, but in reality they're twerking in front of the LGBT flag, they're virtue signaling to the cathedral. For those of you who don't know, the cathedral, according to TFM, is the lefty liberal clown world that we are in. So this girl, all the videos she made ever since she divorced her poor Muslim husband was that, you know, she's been saying to her audience, the life of a divorced South Asian woman. Bitch, you ain't fucking South Asian. You're a fucking Indian. That's what you are. You're a fucking Indian. Now, I know some of you guys are going to get into my comment section and say, yo, Amr, technically she's Pakistani. Motherfucker, just because the British draw a line in the sand and they say, okay, on this side of the line, you're Pakistani. On this side of the line, you're fucking Indian, doesn't make you any different. I don't care if you're Indian. I don't care if you're Pakistani. I don't care if you're Bangladeshi. You're all the same motherfucking people. So this girl, she was using all the buzzwords like, oh, as a South Asian ethnic woman, as a divorcee, as a woman who's in a toxic relationship. She was using all these buzzwords to virtue signal to the cathedral, to the Satan worshippers, that I'm on your side. And in the process, she badmouthed her husband to the point where the poor guy ended up killing her and killing himself as well. Now, these hijabis, they have an inferiority complex, guys. The Prophet Muhammad told us, you Muslims will follow the Christians and the Jews even if they were to go into the den of the wolf, okay? I don't have to sit here and tell you going into the den of a wolf is dangerous, but the Muslims will do it because, you know, the Jews and Christians are doing it. So these hijabis out there, they have an inferiority complex. To them, Islam is a bad thing. So they want a virtue signal to the cathedral, to the lefty liberal people that, hey, we're on your side. We're just like you. So what a lot of these women do is that they go out, they marry a nice Muslim guy, they destroy his life as a way to virtue signal to the cathedral. Look, I tried to be a good Muslim woman, but he beat me, he hit me, he abused me, and now I see things your way. But the reality of the matter is, the divorce was actually planned before the wedding cake was even cut. A lot of these hijabis guys, they go into the marriage knowing full well that they're going to divorce a guy. They're gonna run around the internet saying nigger ain't shit. Now, in the case of this hijabi, she pushed her ex to the point where the guy had to end up taking her life, which again is totally justifiable, and unfortunately took his life, which really isn't justifiable, because suicide is a one-way ticket to Jahannam. Again, as you guys know, I was married to a hijabi myself. I never said this before, but I'm gonna say it here, even though I officially been divorced from that hoe for well over 3 years. But after I came back to America and I served her the divorce papers, she took a selfie of herself at a hospital, on a hospital bed with IVs going into her, claiming that I caused her anxiety, stress, and what have you. Obviously, my ex was planning on getting on the internet and saying nigger and shit. Now, this is why I, Amar Mitwali, I had to beat her to the punch and make the videos about her before she can make videos about me. Now, a lot of you Muslim copers out there, you came up into my channel and you're like, yo, Amar, that's your ex-wife, show some respect, she's a Muslim woman, how dare you? You guys out there don't fucking understand, man. These hijabis are pure, unadulterated evil. Okay, either you get them first or they get you first. Imagine if this poor Rahul guy, imagine if he actually went after the ex-wife first by outing her as a dirty sharmuta and hijabi. You know, he'd still be alive, and quite frankly, you know, she too would still be alive, but you know what? Everybody's gonna know she's a dirty sharmuta and she belongs to the streets. See, this is why my ex couldn't go after me on social media and make me look bad, because I got to her before she got to me. Now, TFM in his live stream, you know, this is obviously a totally unrelated story. He talked about these two college students who had drunken sex, you know, a guy and a girl, they got drunk, they had sex, and because of Title 4, Title 9, it says if a student sleeps with a person who's drunk, they can be prosecuted, right? So the next day when that male student woke up and he was like, oh shit, I was drunk, I had sex with a girl who also was drunk, I might get Title 9. So he ran to the administration and he claimed that she took advantage of him. Well, guess what? Had he been an hour late, she would have actually claimed that he raped her, because she went to claim that he raped her, but he got there first. This is where we are, guys, in 2023. You as a man have to get there first, okay? Before she says nigger ain't shit, you have to say bitches ain't shit before she gets to you. Because when you're a guy and you come out first saying bitches ain't shit, this protects you from her running around saying nigger ain't shit. Because the thing you guys have to understand is that A woman is gonna do well, okay? You look at fucking Amber Heard. Amber Heard is a piece of shit. Everybody on the face of the planet knows that Amber Heard is a piece of shit, including other women. But guess what? There's a nigger in Saudi Arabia who left her a voice message saying, "I'll marry you right now." So even though you as a guy might out woman as a piece of shit and you might protect yourself from her coming after you, nevertheless, she's gonna be fine. Now imagine if a woman came after you first. Not only will you lose in the public court, you'll also lose in the judicial courts. Now, this woman over here, this hijabi, she probably had no intentions of divorce raping her husbands or divorce raping her husband or pressing any charges against him or anything like that, because she moved out of her community. She wanted to obviously go out, ride the cock carousel, have all the fun she can have. But in the court of public opinion, she made him look like he was a piece of shit. And her husband, you know, probably a lot like me, man, when I married the hijabi, I had all intentions of being a good Muslim husband. And I guarantee you, Rahul had the intentions of being a good Muslim husband, only to have his hijabi of a wife dedicate her entire TikTok account to running around the internet saying nigger and shit. That's what drove him over. You know, a lot of Muslim copers out there and feminists, male feminists, are saying, oh, it's because nobody, if he couldn't have her, nobody else can have her. First of all, she wasn't all that hot to begin with. Secondly, listen, you can only push a man so far. You know what? If Red Pill Married is watching this, you know, that's a perfect, that is a perfect, perfect hockey mask time video right there. I mean, yeah, he shot her in the back of the head. Then he shot himself. Again, I have no problem with him shooting the hijabi. She does, from an Islamic perspective, as an apostate, she deserves to be killed. I'll say that on camera. As an apostate, that hoe deserves to be killed. Now, him killing himself, he should not have killed himself, because that, in all likelihood, is a one-way ticket to Jahannam. The optimum solution here, honestly, would have been him watching my videos and saying bitches ain't shit and just leaving it at that. But see, this is a problem with men don't realize that Muslim women in particular, women in general, are property of Satan. Again, for all of you Muslim copers who are going to come into my comment section and be like, oh, well, how do you know she's going to go to Jahannam? She was twerking in front of the LGBTQ fucking prideful flag. God destroyed an entire civilization because of fucking homosexuality. Yet, this girl is openly embracing it. Guys, I mean, do you really think a woman is going to come out and say, oh yeah, I'm a kafir, I hate Allah, I hate Muhammad, and I hate Muslims? Dude, look at her motherfucking actions. What do we say in the MGTOW community? Look at a woman's action, not her fucking words. See, this is where a lot of you Muslim guys out there, you just go totally wrong, man. A lot of you Muslim guys out there need to understand, whatever a woman says, almost always what she says, the total and complete opposite, is probably what's really true, okay? You guys out there, you can never ever trust a woman, okay? So don't expect a woman to come out and say, oh yeah, I'm a sharmuta, I'm a hijabi, I sleep around, oh yeah, I was planning on divorcing my husband before we even cut the wedding cake, and I hate Allah, I hate Muhammad, I hate, you know, fucking Islam in general. Ain't no woman gonna say that, guys. Come on, are you guys fucking retarded? Do you really, 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 really think a woman is gonna come out and admit to the cold, hard Nagasaki Hiroshima truth that she worships Satan, she's a dirty, dirty sharmuta, and she wants to get plowed by Chad and Tyrone and have a gangbang run on top of her? Come on, man. Look at a woman's actions, guys. Do not look at her. Do not listen to what she says. Look at her motherfucking actions. You guys need to understand that. Now, something else that you Muslim guys need to be very wary of, and quite frankly aware of, when it comes to the Muslim woman. Even if she is not a hijabi, even if she's not a cock carousel rider, she's still gonna make your life a living hell. I've said it before and I've said it again. There's only two types of women in this world. There's the sharmuta and there's the ghairana min sharmuta. There's the dirty, dirty hoe, and then the woman who is jealous of the dirty, dirty hoe. You know, look around you guys. Look at all the homely looking Muslim women. Look at them. They're all jealous of the whore. They're all jealous of the woman getting all the attention. They're all jealous of the woman who's out there riding the cock carousel. This is why I tell you Muslim guys out there, don't marry ugly woman. You know, a lot of you Muslim guys out there, you go out, you marry an ugly woman, and your reasoning is that, well, she's so ugly, no other guy wants her, so she has to be loyal to me. First of all, she's miserable because no other guy wants her. Secondly, and this is how women think, okay? She knows she's low SMV. She knows that. Now, the fact that your dumbass settled for her, she now thinks that the reason why she's low SMV is because of you. Even though you settled for her because you're hella higher SMV than her, the fact that she herself is low SMV and your dumbass decides to settle for her, therefore she is low SMV because you settled for her. I know it doesn't make much sense, but that's how fucking bitches think. You guys need to understand that. In the woman's world, it's all about how hot I am. The less hotter a woman is, the more miserable she is, the more frustrated she is. This is why I tell you guys out there, get with hot woman. I know a lot of guys out there are intimidated by hot woman, but hey, if you're a tall, good-looking dude, there's no reason to be intimidated by hot woman if you're a tall, good-looking dude. Now, if you're fucking Indian, it's pretty much over for you. Like I said in my past videos, for you Indian guys out there, or you guys out there who are like sub-average, okay, get yourself a white, blue-eyed, blonde surrogate mother and give your motherfucking kids a chance, okay? I am sick and tired. I am sick and tired of seeing fugly Indians walking around. Look, it don't bother me when I see fugly Indians walking around. What bothers me is that their father stuck his dick in a fugly woman because his mentality was, well, no other guy wants her, so guess she's gonna be stuck with me. Ha 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 ha. Think about your motherfucking children, man. How many fugly Indian children are out there? A lot. Look around you guys. Indians are the ugliest people on the face of the motherfucking planet. And Arabs are not far behind either. Why? Because you have that inferiority complex of, well, if she's hot, she's gonna cheat on me, she's gonna leave me, she's gonna give me trouble, so I'm just gonna find a fugly woman because, well, she has no other options. What type of loser mentality is that? Even if you are a sub-average dude, and you don't stand a chance with a hot, beautiful woman. You know, there's a reason why you Indians are so good with computers. Go out, get yourself a surrogate blue-eyed blonde mother, pay her, you know, $25,000, $30,000, $40,000, maybe $50,000 to have your motherfucking kid, and give your motherfucking kid a chance in life, man. Jesus. This is what I want you guys out there to understand. I want you to understand, like, two very important things about this video. First of all, Muslim women hate Muhammad, they hate Allah, and they hate you. That's number one. Number two, if you can't get a hot woman because you yourself are sub-average looking, fucking buy a motherfucking hot woman and give your kid a fucking chance. And if you don't want to have kids, that's totally cool, bro. Look, man, I was in fucking, when I was in Playa del Carmen, which is right next to Cancun, I could have slept with beautiful Colombian girls, $200. And all my friends were telling me, $200 for a Colombian girl? That's expensive. They usually go for $100. Well, yeah, that's expensive. The bitch is right there on fucking Fifth Avenue in Playa del Carmen. But if you got, look, man, let me tell you something, okay? I know an Arab dude, not much to look at. He's a little bit older than me, obese. He fucking goes to Colombia and he has the time of his life. Listen, guys, just because you're sub-average looking doesn't mean it's over for you, you know? Like Rolo Tomasi said, if you have $300 in your pocket, you're not a fucking incel, okay? And if you go overseas, like Colombia, you know, Tijuana, and you have $100-$150 in your pocket, you're not a fucking incel, guys. This is what I want everybody here to understand. Now, for me, Amr Mitwali, when I was in San Cristobal, as you guys know, I was able to hook up with a hot Latina. Yeah, sure, she's 5 foot on the dot. Yeah, sure, she's a single mother. Who gives a fuck? Her pussy is good. She does double monkey backflips for me. Guys, the name of the game right now is get that vag, bro. That's the name of the game for you and me. You Muslim copers out there, get marriage outside of your head. Because you're going to end up, you Muslim guys out there, you're going to end up with two types of women. Either you're going to end up with a dirty, 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 dirty sharmuta who is going to divorce you and run around town LARPing on the internet, niggering shit, like what would have happened to me if I wasn't red pill aware, and sadly and unfortunately what happened to this Rahul person a couple of days ago, or you're gonna end up with a homely looking woman, and you're gonna have fugly kids. She's not gonna be happy, you're not gonna be happy. It's simply gonna be a marriage of fucking convenience, okay? You just want a wet hole to stick your dick into. No, she wants some loser to pay her bills. What type of fucking relationship is that, man? Come on, man. Just a week ago, I, Amr Mitwali, had a girl doing quadruple monkey backflips. Not double monkey backflips, not triple monkey backflips, quadruple monkey backflips. You know what? She was doing Cinco de Mayo backflips for me. When that girl was done with me, I was like, where's my cock? I can't feel my fucking dick anymore. That's because I had it so motherfucking good with her. And I'm 41 years old. She's fucking 30. Do you know how many Muslim guys out there who are not even 40 years old and their life sucks? They never had mind-blowing sex. Come on, man. A lot of you Muslim dudes out there, you never lived life. You Muslim guys out there watching this video, okay? And again, this video really isn't just for Muslim men, because even non-Muslim guys, you know, I know there's a lot of religious Christians out there and what have you. In general, you guys out there need to live life. I know a lot of you Muslims out there are like, Oh, zina's haram. Dude. Do you want to end up with a fucking hojabi who's gonna lead you to Jahannam? Or do you want to go out there and fuck hot bitches? And by the way, guys, okay, I'm a believer in the harem system. The harem, damn it. The harem system is you take care of a girl. That's what the harem system is. Islam tells us there's going to be 50 women to be looked after by one man during in Akhir al-Ayyam. In the end of days, 50 women are going to be looked after by one man. Obviously, that means we're going back to the motherfucking harem system. So all of you Muslim coppers out there are like, oh, that's zina, bro. Hey, man, I'm taking good care of this bitch. I took her out to a fancy schmancy Thai restaurant. I bought her some nice dresses. You know, bought her some feminine hygiene products to make that pussy smell good, taste good, feel good. I'm taking care of that bitch. This is what you guys need to understand, okay? As long as you take care of a bitch, this is part of the harem system. A lot of women out there, guys, they're not gonna have a man to take care of them. Marriage is dead. Long live the harem system. Alright guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.